let's dive into the latest chatter across the major AI communities. The biggest topic dominating discussions remains the political drama surrounding the top tech leaders at recent global summits. Specifically, posts are aggregating news of Sam Altman and Dario Amodei attending G7 working lunches in both France and the U.S., which has fueled a general vibe of deep cynicism from Reddit users. Many find these high-profile meetings to be more bizarre photo opportunities than anything productive for AI development. While there is political tension mentioned, particularly around restrictions on advanced models like Anthropic's most powerful ones, the community response often shifts into memes, focusing on how uncomfortable both CEOs appeared during the event. A major recurring theme across all subs is the impossible demand placed on foundational model developers regarding safety and guardrails. Multiple threads are tackling the suggestion that companies need to build a 100% jailbreak-proof AI. The consensus is overwhelmingly that this standard is technically absurd, comparing it to asking engineers for machines that can never cause injury or developing software that is utterly bug-free. Several users have suggested that rather than fulfilling this impossible demand, model creators should simply move operations to countries with more favorable regulations, like Europe. On the product side, conversations are split between technical breakthroughs and moments of failure. On one hand, there's buzz around performance improvements. Some users report their flagship models feeling noticeably sharper or better after what they speculate was a temporary reduction in compute power following other major model releases. But then you have examples like Gemini having embarrassing issues with code generation and hallucinations, making up non-existent libraries. Meanwhile, in the creative space, advanced image generators are moving into medical territory, announcing things that look like sequels to MRIs, sparking discussion on how AI is evolving beyond simply generating pictures. Beyond the hype cycles, there's a practical side of learning appearing in r/Claude AI, where users praise LLMs for their zero-judgment tutoring capabilities. People are using these tools to relearn complex subjects like statistics or coding fundamentals, finding it incredibly helpful to ask basic questions repeatedly without feeling judged by a human teacher. Finally, the broader market chatter points toward continued flux among tech giants. We see discussions about high-level talent movement and key people shifting between Google, OpenAI, and Anthropic during this period of intense competition. These posts suggest that while the race for state-of-the-art is relentless, some industry veterans believe that large companies are pivoting away from a pure SOTA performance race toward productizing those models in more stable, consumer-friendly ways.